I couldn't find my son anywhere. I looked in the movie theater between the rows at the front and the back, and he was gone. I mean, vanished. I turned to my friends, and we all headed into the attached shopping mall to go look for him. But before I began a panicked run through the mall, I paused, and I stood on the rock, and I said, God, help me find my son. And you know what I experienced? Peace, and not panic, filled my heart. You see, I believe that we can have peace parenting and confidence parenting through a simple system. I'd like to say I developed it, but I didn't. I just basically put it together. And it's rock, paper, scissors. Why don't you do that with me? Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. We have the rock of peace, who is God, and we stand on him, and we don't move. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Anybody go to VBS? You know that, don't you? Some of you are going, come on, Doug, keep going. And then we have the paper plan. The paper plan is Jesus. It's the life of Jesus. It's recorded in the Word, the Bible. But the Bible is a living document, and the truth is a person. So we have to learn to relate to Jesus. Scripture is not an intellectual exercise. We relate to the person of Jesus Christ. And in relating to him, we have the Holy Spirit that helps us understand the Bible, the living document. And then the third thing is the scissors. This is one of my favorite parts. The scissors are the shaping scissors of the Holy Spirit. He helps mold us into the very image that God designed for us from the very foundation of the earth. David said in the Psalms, he said, Father, you knew every day. You knew me before I was knit in my mother's womb. You knew every day before it even came to pass, because it was written from the very foundations of the earth. If you're looking for your purpose, if you're looking for peace and parenting confidence, you don't have to look very far. You need to stand on the rock. You need to learn the three daily exercises Jesus did. And you need to allow the Holy Spirit to shape your life. Now, if you want to hear the rest of that, you got to come to a fit training. I love that part too. No, but I'm serious. Come to a fit training. I'm going to share with you just a little bit of that fit training today on parenting. Someone put in the notes that it goes far beyond parenting, but I'd like to think that we're all somehow tied to parenting, whether or not you're a parent. Let me just ask this question and we'll find out. Please raise your hand. Does anybody here have parents? Okay, so somehow we're all tied to parenting. And that's important. Okay. So I have a series of questions. They're kind of rhetorical. And so I don't know why I like rhetorical questions. But I know I've been criticized for this, but I really like rhetorical questions. Like, would you all like to live in a better world? Okay, someone said yes. Others are going, I don't know. That's why I like rhetorical questions, because there's fog and some thinking. So let's try it. Would you like a better world to live in?
Yes.
This means yes, and yes means yes. Would you like a better America?
Yes.
Would you like a better community?
Yes.
Would you like a better home and family?
Yes.
Would you like a better marriage, or if not married, better relationships? Okay, we're all on the same page. Right thinking leads to right believing and right living and right relationships. So we start with thinking. Thinking. I know that's hard to believe, that we have to start with such a fundamental truth of right thinking. I knew a man named Dexter Yeager. He was a businessman, a billionaire businessman. He used to deliver beer in trucks. He started business, grew the business to over $1 billion. And he said, here's how I mentor people. First off, I teach them to start thinking. Most people don't think for themselves. They think in sound bites and cliches and responses, and they think in social media tweets and phrases and they think in terms of song lyrics. I mean, I don't know about you, but around our dinner table, we laugh all the time, and oftentimes it's because they're quoting movie lines and song lyrics. Now, I want to do a couple things. I want to do a couple examples to show you the power of our thinking. Actually, yes, power of thinking. How many of you watched TV growing up? And now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to narrow it down to a certain age group. How many of you watched Gilligan's Island? Okay, would you please indulge me and join with me? Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started aboard this tropic, aboard this ship. Okay, many of you are singing. Why are you singing? I invited you. I'm not tricking you. You're singing because you know the song. Now, I want to see a show of hands. How many sat down, wrote out the lyrics to the song, bought the music, and learned that song? None of us. We just watched and listened, and it went in, and it came out. Now I want to show you the power of your thoughts. I need a volunteer, somebody brave to be on stage. I need a volunteer. Okay, let's see. Lord, help this church. No one wants to. Thomas, are you going to come forward? All right, let's give Thomas a hand. Brave and courageous. Thomas, we hope this works day two, right? All right, what I'd like to do is should we do a little different today?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure. I haven't done this type of example for a while. I did a different one with Thomas yesterday, but I want to do the example of the power of the thinking. What I want to do is I want you to put your arms out, and I'm going to have him hold his arms. I'm going to push down on them, and he's going to resist my pressure, okay? So you resist. Okay, good. Good strength. You see the resistance? There's this. Now, I didn't do it with all my might, but I did do quite a bit. And he's very strong. I was nervous yesterday because I thought, oh boy, I'm not going to ever be able to put his arms in, right? So that works. Now, what is the power of thinking? We're going to do it a little differently today. So if you wouldn't mind going around the corner and then stay there, and I'll call you back out in a minute. We're going to do it. Yesterday, I did it as an individual example. Today, I'm going to do it as a group example. When I hold up my fingers, what number is this? What's that one? Okay, you can't say that ever again out loud now when he comes out, but I'm going to hold up my fingers, and when I hold up this one, I want you to think very, very, very bad thoughts about Thomas. You're free to do that now. I know we're not supposed to think on these things. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, but what I want you to do, is that time right? 10:17? Holy cow, I'm not even into the introduction yet. Oh boy, okay, we got to get going. I'm going to hold up, this will probably be the only thing we do today. I'm going to hold up this finger, and if I hold up these fingers or this finger, I want you to think these kind of thoughts. This one, I want you to think negative, 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 negative. I want you to think, and I want you to focus your thoughts on him, and I want you to pour out negative criticisms, pick on everything that you ever know about him or ever done. Only for this example, please. If I do this, I want you to do the exact opposite. I want you to think of everything positive that you ever have known about him. If I do this symbol, I want you to think about everything that ever he could ever, I mean, compliments, praises, things done right, things that you know. And we're going to do the same exercise two more times. Okay, so we're going to do this one first. All right, Thomas, come on out. Good, good. Okay, you don't know what we're going to do. I've told them what we're going to do. And for 1 minute, I'm going to have him close his eyes, and I want you to do the number that I told you for 1 minute. Are you ready? Are you all going to do it? Okay. Ready? Set? Close your eyes. Go. Okay, Thomas, raise your arms out, and would you please do the same exercise? Resist my downward pressure. Okay, you can go back there. Okay, guys, We're going to do it again. We'll talk about all this when I'm done. Now I want you to do this number. Okay? Okay, Thomas, you come out. Okay, you, for 1 minute, everybody just focus on what I taught you to do, instruct you to do, and we'll do it one more time. Ready? Go. Okay, Thomas, open your eyes and let's do the exercise one more time. Ready? Resist. Okay, let's go. Yeah, stay here, stay here. Stay up here. What happened the very first time you came up was just yourself, okay? What did you feel the second time when we were doing it?
Zero strength.
Zero strength. Everything was sapped out of you, right? And it was evident. Did you guys all see that? And that wasn't something that you did. You just felt nothing, okay? Do you believe Thomas? Okay, let's clap and say thank you. One more. Stay here. So... we have to thank him for everything. It's like a dog. If you're going to sit down here, it's going to... Not you or a dog, but I'm just saying we're training. Okay, so what happened now, Thomas, when you came up the second time and we did the exercise? What was going on in your mind and your arms and everything?
Actually, I had more strength.
You had more strength than the first time we did it? Okay, thank you. I'm going to give you a hug. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I just want to say something about him. It was really hard for me to think negative thoughts of him because I don't know him really except for yesterday, but he began serving from the moment we got here. He was out moving sand and salt and doing things. One of the most gracious hosts that we've seen in a while. I mean, Beth and I have traveled a lot, not as much recently as we did when we were younger, but fantastic man, fantastic servant. So it was hard for me to think negative. And I don't know what you know about him. I don't, but I believe him. And we did this exercise yesterday, only from a different standpoint. It was what he was thinking, not what you were all thinking. So my illustration is for this reason. Your thoughts affect your physical body and surroundings. And if you don't think that's a foundational parenting lesson, you need to connect the dots. If you as a body begin to pick on somebody, and a spirit, a seducing spirit, or a bitter, jealous spirit, or a spirit of division comes into your congregation and begins to float among you and lands on some of you that are open for divisive thoughts, and you don't have your shields of faith up and you're not in the Word strengthening your mind, it will land on some of you and begin to take root. It'll get a foothold, and before long, there'll be enough people to start a coup. That's what we're seeing in our country right now. Demonic spirits taking over the minds of politicians and leaders and journalists and media. And we have to be in the Word of God. Let me put it this way. If you're not thinking right, if you're not thinking on biblical terms, if you're not saturating your mind in the Word of God, you're becoming delusional, and you're becoming crazy. And I mean that. Let me prove it. And I think this is the only thing I'll be able to go further with this morning. And then I think, if we don't mind, I'll just stop after this, and then we'll have one chorus of The World Needs Jesus, and then you can come close. Okay. Huh? Don't worry about time. You don't know who I am. Okay. I'll tell you what. You just kind of go like this when it's over. Okay. I do listen. Let me read you this. This is the Word of God, and it applies directly to what we just saw. Now, dear... Dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. think about such things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into praxis all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. And then the God of peace will be with you. I don't know what's going on right now. I just know, I believe that the Lord is pleading with you through me to take your thoughts captive. Please take your thoughts captive. Please lead your heart. The winner of this battle gets the prize, which is this. And you can tell where you're at when you get squeezed by life. Out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart speaks. The power of you people together can change the world. It can change Hampton. But you got to be together. By the way, I'm not emotional because you're so bad people. I'm just was receiving, I guess, what the Lord had this morning. Don't do that. I know. My face is a mess, and I don't have a Kleenex or anything. Okay, but I don't wear makeup. That's okay. At least in public. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. Okay. Last thing. What does that say? Community. Where do we learn about community? What's that? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's the original community. And they commune together. You and I make up community. The basic unit of community is the family. And as you know, it's been under attack for a long time. It's getting harder to teach because kids come from disheveled families. Because families, parents, don't know how to do this. And so this is off. And so we live in a world . So if you start thinking right and you get your house in order, you will develop unity. And as it spreads, it will be a community of unity. Families to grow, if we want our homes to be at peace and to live in confidence, we need to start with the man in the mirror. Okay? This is where change begins. And as you change, others will notice, and they may make a decision to change their world. And the more that we grow that, it'll happen in your, I promise you, in your family. If you as a dad, or you as a mom, you as a couple, or you as a single parent, begin to say right here, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to learn to love like Jesus. I'm going to learn to think like Jesus. I'm going to get myself and saturate my word. Joseph Prince puts it this way. If you become occupied with Jesus, nothing of the world can stick to you. Become completely occupied with the person of Jesus. Relate to him, love him, talk to him. Employ the Holy Spirit. Listen. Read the word. Understand what God is, who he is, what he likes, what he doesn't like. Nothing of the world can stick to you because you are a new creature and old things have gone away.
So I didn't know what Doug was going to talk about today. I was reading in my scripture this morning out of 1 Corinthians where it talks about the idea that God gives some as prophets, some as teachers, and the word needs to be explained. And there are multiple teachers in the body of Christ. And it's so phenomenal to me that when we invite a guest speaker in who has no idea of what we've been talking about, because we've been talking about being bulletproof, about the spiritual temptations we're dealing with and how you handle, how we are protected from evil. Jesus' prayer for us. And his comments this morning about the fact that we need to let the Spirit of God move in us, I think is from the Lord. I don't know what that means to you. I know what it means to me. I know what he's speaking to me about, but he's speaking to every one of us. And you heard this before from me all the time. I don't think our time is long. I think our time is short until he comes again. And there is a revival occurring in the Middle East and in China. People are coming to Christ by the thousands. And the place where it's not happening is the United States. Not happening here. There's a move of the Spirit in this country, okay? But it's in the churches, and the churches are waking. And, you know, it's about us. It's about me. I can't change you, but I can change me. I can ask God to change me. And if you know somebody else that needs help, start praying for them. Because it's all about his work through us. And thank you, Doug, for sharing that. Thank you for your emotion, because that wasn't planned. And so I just want to say thanks for being here today and take this word from God. And just ask him what he wants to do with it this week in you. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are just so grateful that your Spirit speaks to us. And you speak through many different people. You touch our lives through the ministry of the word, through people who are sharing what God is telling them. You speak to us through your word, and Father, through just the events of our lives. Lord, I pray that you would get our attention, and you would allow each one of us to say, what is it, Lord, you want me to do? Whether we are old and we think life is almost over, or we are young and we can't figure out what we're going to do with our lives. Lord, my prayer this morning is that each one of us, whether young or old, would say, Lord, in these last days before you come, what do you want me to do? And Father, may we be open to what you say to our mind and what you say to us through the word of God and through the conversations we have. Father, would you move in this church? Would you bring revival here that our community may see the unity of this group of people And our family units would demonstrate that same unity, and we would be your light to this community and to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.